Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Kendra Morris first caught our attention here at Soundcheck last summer when she released her debut full-length called Banshee. We premiered that album as a check ahead on our website, soundcheck.org. Now the soulful New York singer and guitarist is back with a follow-up called Mockingbird, and it is a collection of covers, and we'll hear more about that in a few minutes. But first, Kendra Morris is going to play for us live in the studio. This is one of her originals. It's called Right Now.
He'll find himself, ooh, he'll find himself laying down on the floor. He'll find himself, ooh, he'll find himself wailing to the door. And it's one more step around my trap, and it's one more bite till I'm out of snakes. I must let you down. Right now, right now, you don't gotta wear your shoes tied. Right now, right now, you don't gotta walk on the wrong side. And it's one more step around my trap, and it's one more bite till I'm out of snakes. I must let you down. So long, so long, so long. 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 You'll find himself, ooh, he'll find himself asking where you've gone. Yeah, he does, yeah, he does. He'll find himself, ooh, he'll find himself asking what went wrong. And it's one more step around my trap, and it's one more bite till I'm out of snakes. I must let you down. Right now, right now, you don't gotta look for a flashlight. Right now, ooh, right now, you don't gotta give up the last fight. And it's one more step around my trap, and it's one more bite till I'm out of snacks. I must let you down. So long, so long, so long. So long, so long, so long. So long, so long, so long. So long, so long, so long.
That's Kendra Morris live solo here in the Soundcheck studio with her song called Right Now. Hi, Kendra.
Hi.
So that's on your first record on
yes.
Banshee, which mm-hmm. was your music.
Yeah.
Now the new record, Mockingbird, goes the other way. It's like a whole album of covers.
It is.
Why?
You know, I've been doing covers for a really, really long time. Back when I used to do all these demos and all these recordings back in the MySpace days in the closet I had in Bushwick. And I'd sit, and something I always had fun doing was I would dig up songs and then I would kind of restructure them. And I always had fun finding new arrangements. Like one I had a really good time doing was I did Kanye West, Can't Tell Me Nothing. And I remember listening to it and I wanted to cover it, but that song has all kinds of samples in it.
Right.
And it's also, it's him rapping. And I was like, well, there's gotta be a way to cover it, but bring my own spin to it. So I remember taking the rap and turning, finding a melody mm-hmm. in the way he spoke it. And I love finding like different rhythms and different melodies. And then even like taking like, you know, things that I heard in like the vocal sample and turning that into a guitar part. Or I just think that with doing covers, it's about how you translate something, because it's kind of like within a song, there's so much there.
So it's not like a karaoke thing.
No way.
Where you're trying to slavishly, you know, repeat someone else's performance.
Yeah, I mean, I love karaoke.
Uh-huh.
I do love karaoke. But yeah, it's not a karaoke thing at all. It's kind of finding something that you hear in it that maybe yeah. you want someone else to hear, or why you like it, or it's just a whole other way of like the fun like challenge of doing it. And Jeremy Page, who produced the record, him and I picked out the songs together, and we have hit it off so well because we both have this appreciation for taking things and just seeing where they can go in a whole other direction. And he did it instrumentally in the ways that I love to do it vocally. Mm. You know, we both would sit there, and I just have always had fun like with the challenge of like, well, where else can this go? What else could I do? What else, you know, what else is there? You know, like I'm a geek about a good song.
Right.
And it's like,
well, there's this Scottish band, The Proclaimers,
mm-hmm.
And you do a very, very different version of their song "I'm Gonna Be," which is commonly known as 500 Miles. This is what Kendra's talking about. This is from Kendra Morris's new record, Mockingbird.
When I wake up, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the one who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the one who goes along with you.
And if I get drunk, well, you know I'm gonna be the one who gets drunk next to you.
And if I hate her, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the one who's hatery to you.
Now, if you're familiar with the kind of martial beat of the original version of that by The Proclaimers, you'll see what Kendra Morris has done with the song I'm Gonna Be, 500 Miles, on her new album Mockingbird, a collection of covers. Who's the other voice there?
That's my good friend, God Forbid. He's from a band called That Handsome Devil.
Okay.
He's an enigma amongst himself, like just a really inspiring person, and I was excited to... have him on a song.
There's a little touch of Jamaica in that arrangement.
There's a little touch of a lot of stuff in that arrangement.
Yeah. So in terms of, you know, writing your own music, finding your own way into other people's music, what's the music you grew up listening to?
I mean, I grew up listening to just a lot of soul music, a lot of folk. I grew up on my parents' records. Mm-hmm. I remember, like, my parents would... Saturdays was chore day, and they would wake us up by blasting music in the house on their stereo and
nice.
Get us out of bed. And you know it was time to wake up, and my parents always played the Spinners. They had, like, that on their, like, loudspeaker system, and that's what I'd wake up to. And that was, like, when I was like, yeah, it's Saturday. And then I'd be like, wait, it's chore day. Oh, but I remember getting into their records, and like they had this cabinet, and I would always like after the chores, when I'd just be kind of hanging out, I would get into the cabinet and I would pull out all their records, and I just had so much fun. I remember just spinning, like they had the Jackson 5. My parents actually used to go to Jamaica when I was really little, and they would bring back records from there too. And I remember getting into this guy Half Pint.
Wow.
And just getting into all kinds of stuff. And then you know, and then I went through a phase where, you know, my parents, they were playing in like bluegrass bands and would take us to festivals. And then I was like, I don't want to listen to what my parents listen to. So then I tried to rebel. But man, my parents listen to good music. And
don't you hate that when your parents' music is actually really good and
I know,
you have nothing to push back against?
And they're probably listening to this right now and they're probably laughing. But yeah, and then even like I was talking to someone the other day and they were asking me about like 90s bands that I'm a fan of. They were doing, it was the debate about Pavement versus Dinosaur Jr. And I said,
okay, two of the great alt rock, indie rock bands of
definitely.
The decade.
But I said to him, I said, you know, in the 90s, I was listening to R&B. Like, my stuff was Genuine, R. Kelly, and Vogue. Like, those were, like, that was the stuff that, like, all through the 90s, like, those were bands, you know. Mm-hmm. Lauryn Hill was, you know, that album really affected me. Just all that stuff. And, like, I appreciated all those great 90s rock bands. And, you mm-hmm. know, and even it's, like, coming to New York where those bands are such a huge part of New York. But now it's just been this, it's never, like, well, great thing about music is you can keep...
Right.
Soaking
up
new stuff.
You can keep finding new stuff that's not new to other people but is new to you. Mm-hmm. You know, you could go back and discover Dinosaur Jr. or Pavement or Pink Floyd. You covered China on You Crazy Diamond and release that as a single, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on the flip side of that single is an original tune.
Yeah.
Which is Evil. You're going to play that for us next?
Yes.
All right. We're speaking with Kendra Morris. She's got her guitar strapped on. Let's hear another live performance of an original song. Again, it's called Evil, live on Soundcheck.
Evil, he doesn't know my name. He is so evil, and I play his game. Walk down to the corner store, drop both hands, knees to the floor. But to his power, he's warped my mind. If I could trap him, I'd never find. Wrap me up in silver beads, anoint me in dark waters. Numbers spell the curse he casts, all take away the fathers. I have fallen far from the throne. These thorns have dug in, I'll forever roam. Breadcrumbs left to make a path, follow where I've forgotten. Mark each tree off that I pass, watch for the bite that's rotten. He's so evil, evil, oh, 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 oh. He's so evil, evil, oh, 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 oh. He's so evil. Taking children to an early grave. Stitched up wrists from accidents, falling bridges, broken bent. Avoid the dragon, he leads me blind. If I could trap him, I'd never find. Birds in cages look to fly while windows keep us further from the places that we try to reach for, but why bother? My mother, she has a witch's laugh. The bears are growling, oh, they want the calf. Mr. Johnson did the math, it all adds up to silence. Just the guy that took a bath till break time led to violence. He's so evil, evil, oh, 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 oh. He's so evil, evil, oh, 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 oh. He's so evil. He's so evil. He's so evil.
That is Kendra Morris singing and playing the guitar and a bit of a Jamaican lilt to that song, too. It's called Evil. That's an original that was released as the B-side to Kendra's single, her version of Pink Floyd's Shine On, You Crazy Diamond. A whole album of covers is Kendra Morris's latest effort, the album called Mockingbird. But Kendra's here with us in the Soundcheck studio and is going to play for us another original song. This one is brand new. Here's Kendra Morris with Ride On.
Keep the sun with you, ride on, brother. Let the fire in your pocket guide you along. Miles away like the sea, let the waves set you free and the stars find your shape. Shadows fall across the ones you left to soon, leaving stories for the trees, carve your name. Tuck the moon in under blankets, drift to sleep and shut your eyes. Rivers racing, chasing dreams that never made it in this life. Mark each day that passes by and seasons change, so will I, but you'll stay the same forever. And although time has called your bluff, ashes blowing with the dust, one day we'll ride again together. Keep the sun with you, ride on, brother, ride on. Keep the sun with you, ride on, brother, ride on. Ride on, brother, ride on, ride on. Ride on, brother, ride on, ride on. Ride on, brother, ride on.
Brand new song from Kendra Morris called Ride On, live here in the Soundcheck studio. So you recently did a session for Day Trotter, right?
I did.
A sort of an unplugged thing, I guess. Now, they usually have like pretty straightforward illustrations that accompany each of their guests. Yours is you kissing and, unless my eyes deceive me, simultaneously choking Homer Simpson.
That's right.
Care to explain that?
Well, actually, that was an Instagram. I had posted an Instagram photo when I was in Florida over the holidays. I was at a record store and they had a giant Santa Homer doll. And so I decided to place myself on giant Homer doll's lap and take a picture and choke him and kiss him. And it was funny because I didn't know they were using that photo. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, I see they found my Instagram photos. I have a lot of really weird photos in there. So
Well, you know, that's part of the thing with Instagram, Kendra, is that other people can see them.
I know.
So you found a record store.
I did. I know. Can you imagine?
In 2013, you found a record store.
There's a lot. Records actually are the only form of, it's the only form, it's like, it keeps doubling. Like, people are buying records
That's
again.
True.
It's amazing.
Are you releasing LPs?
Yeah. Mockingbird will be on vinyl. Banshee is on vinyl. I'm a big fan of vinyl. I call it music for the apocalypse because if we were to lose all power, mm-hmm. you can still take a needle and put it to the record and spin it, and you could still hear a little bit of sound coming out.
That's true. Of course, it would sound...
Yeah, it would sound weird. But,
but let's keep the power on and keep the LPs coming.
Yeah.
Mockingbird is the latest from Kendra Morris. Banshee is the first one, full of original tunes. Mockingbird's an album of really unusual covers, including David Bowie's Space Oddity, among others. And Kendra, it's been a pleasure having you here playing for us today.
Thanks
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.